Activist Lubna Abdulrahman says the growing human smuggling and trafficking activities in Sudan in recent months are alarming due to weak institutions in the country. Abdulrahman says her office has documented dozens of cases of human smuggling into Sudan from neighboring countries, with the majority of the cases involving women and children. She says some of the victims of such activities end up in Khartoum as street beggars or engage in illegal drugs and commercial sex for survival.
Some of them, they come from Ethiopia or from Eritrea or from South Sudan. They come seeking for better life in Sudan. Unfortunately, the majority, 90%, are women and kids. And the other part, they come from Central Africa. Unfortunately, the bylaw of Sudan, they are very weak and fragile. This is make us very stressed.
Abdulrahman blames the deteriorating economic situation, porous borders, and a lack of enforcement of laws as contributing factors to the rise in human trafficking. Abdulrahman urges the Sudanese transitional government to strengthen law enforcement agencies, which she says should tackle what she calls a strange phenomena in Sudanese society. She says some Sudanese young people who seems to be frustrated with the living conditions in Sudan have also fallen victim to human trafficking. Abdulrahman says hundreds of youth struggle to make their way into Europe through a challenging road via Libya and the Mediterranean Sea.
Some police officers, they are very active, like RFS, Da'am al-Sari'. They are very active now in Libya's area. They capture them when they found, for example, if they capture a one or two cars, between 100, they have 10% are Sudanese.
Thousands of illegal immigrants, mostly Africans, choose to cross the Mediterranean Sea towards Europe from Libya, as the country has been mired in insecurity and chaos ever since the fall of former leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Last year, the U.S. Department of State released a report saying the lack of institutional capacity, as well as lack of Libyan law enforcement, custom and military personnel, especially along the borders, hindered authorities' effort to combat human trafficking crimes. Libyan law criminalized some types of sexual trafficking, but did not criminalize labor trafficking. Abdulrahman says many organized groups in Sudan and neighboring countries are involved in human trafficking due to economic hardship in the region.
Human is human, no matter what, no matter race of the color, white or black. We have to work collaboratively together. There is a sensitiveness of the human trafficking. I need also that needs to be aware and facing afraid from God. Because if you don't have a heart for pity of sense of human, you cannot fight this human trafficking.
General Awadanil Dahia, a retired Sudanese police officer who has been in charge of the illegal migration department in Sudan for years, says many young Africans leaving their countries due to various internal factors, including insecurity and a lack of jobs. Dahia agrees that there is a need to empower the police and security forces in order to eradicate illegal migration in the country.
Some of them are also based on the ambition of the youth, because they want to see something better than what they are seeing at home, and if they are not getting actually the easy way actually to go, they will try the other way.
According to a report by the International Organization for Migration released in October 2018, there are more than 600,000 illegal migrants in Libya. In December 2019, authorities in Libya deported 140 illegal migrants to Sudan and Chad who were trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.